crisis-proof living is everyone's goal. For the child of God, it is an absolute guarantee, providing we put into practice the principles that are taught in God's Word. This session, class 25, is found on page 74, and it is a mini-lab. Mini-lab or a workshop is something that I do, mini meaning small, and lab is short for laboratory. And it's a thing that we get the entire class hands-on experience. And this class is titled A Sick Diagnosis. Now what you are doing is you're playing the part of a patient. And remember I told you the story about the person who came in to the doctor and he described his symptoms. He said, you know, all I ever see is red spots, blue spots, and green spots. You know, I told you that story. And the doctor said, well, have you seen a doctor? He says, no, just spots, red spots, blue spots, or green spots. And what you're going to do here is describe me the spots that you see and the spots that you feel. And we as a class are to determine what these spots are. Now, there are more than 26 reasons for poor health. And these are listed in a row. We've listed these. Each student will pull one of the cause or symptoms or illnesses from a hat. Now, what I've done is I've already assigned you your illnesses. And without giving the name of what's causing your problem, you're to get up and describe the symptoms in detail. And we as a student body are your doctors. And we're going to try and find out exactly what it is that that's causing your ailment. And don't necessarily be too open with it, you know. Try and mask your symptoms a little bit so that it'll be a little bit more difficult for us to find out what it is that's making you sick. For every cause, there's an effect. And every effect has a cause. And if you can determine the cause for the effect, then by changing the cause, you can alter the effect. That's not too hard to figure out. I often use a very simple example. If you're sitting on a cactus and there's a lot of discomfort, then get off the cactus. I had a man who had a terrible backache for years. He suffered a backache. And he went to medical doctors and couldn't figure it out. He went to chiropractors. He couldn't figure it out. One day he was complaining to his friend how his back was always hurting, and he noticed a great big bulge in his back pocket. And he was and his back pocket had a wallet in it with all his credit cards and all his money in it. It was about that thick. And he carried it in his hip pocket. Well, he was also a truck driver, a long-distance haul truck driver from one end of the country to the other. And he's sitting on this wallet with his back skewed like this all the time. And the fellow looked at him and said, you get that out of your back pocket because you're going to have a backache. He just said that offhand. So he his friend discovered the cause for the effect. And you know what? He pulled out his wallet, and from then on he never had a backache. What a simple solution to a complex problem. And yet there it was. Okay, we're going to start then. And we have our first patient this morning. Come, my dear. What is it that's really bothering you? Tell the doctor what's really bothering you.
I shouldn't be looking happy, should I?
Well, we'll determine that in a moment here. Okay, we'll put this power on. You shouldn't be looking too happy, should you?
I'm an only child, and my mother and I were always very close. I really admired a lot of respect for her. She has such excellent taste. She used to give me a lot of advice as to what I should wear. And once or twice when I wanted to get married, she really advised me not to. And today I'm very glad she didn't, because I realized those guys weren't good enough for me. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but I realized she did what was wrong. All right. And then she died 5 years ago. And now I just can't get over it. I fall into depressions. At times I feel very lonely. I seem to gravitate towards mother figures, older women, which of course doesn't fill the void that my mother filled. I just don't know how to overcome the death of my mother.
Have you ever buried your mother? I mean, not physically. Have you ever come to the place where you said, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord"?
No, I don't think I really have.
Did your mother live with you when she died? Was she in her own home?
I have to make this up as we go. Yes, I lived with her. I lived with her because my mother thought it would be better financially for me. And she was right, if I stayed with her, I saved more money that way.
Have you cleaned her room out yet in these 5 years that she's been gone? Have you ever taken
her
clothes?
No, I wouldn't touch her things. They're still there.
Okay, doctor, what do you think her problem is? I beg your pardon? Okay, we have one diagnosis, a traumatic event, which was traumatic. It could have been dependency need. Okay. Okay, dependency soul ties.
That's right.
Okay, dependency soul ties. Very good. But before you get down, what do you think the solution would for that problem would be? Would it not be to break the soul ties? And how would we break the soul ties? Why don't you clean Mother's room out? Why don't you take all her clothes and send it to the Salvation Army or give it to the church for distribution to the poor? Why don't you paint the room totally and completely? Mm-hmm. And it's not that you're doing any disgrace to Mother's image. It's the fact that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Mm-hmm. And God said it's time for you to go. You're healed, sister.
Wow.
I had a pastor's wife. The reason why I asked you all this is because I had a pastor's wife who died. The church literally killed him. I mean, not this way, but they may as well have. You know, and she left his clothes hanging in the closet. The shoes were in the same place where they were. You know, she was living with a corpse. And so I took her through the entire process of death. I had her bury the man, you know, and then I told her to take the clothes out of the closet, and she was still wearing her diamond rings on that he married her with. And I said, "You know, may I give you these rings?" And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "May I give them to you?" She says, "What do you mean?" I said, "Just give me your hand." And she gave me the hand, and I took off her ring like this. And I said, "Now I give this to you. Why don't you melt that down and make yourself a pendant? So then you will still have your husband's memory, and you're not married to a corpse any longer." And that was indeed what set her free. It really did. We determine the cause, and we'll know what the effect is. And then what we do is change the cause, and the effect will change also. So, the second, you're the second, okay?
"I've got such a lot of love to give, but at birth, my ears and my eyes weren't in line. My ears were low. Later on, they found out that I was retarded. My mouth is always open. My tongue looks as though it's too big for my mouth, and it's just hanging out. And my fingers are very short. I'm very thick and very puffy. I've got prominent folds in my hands and in my nose. And I can't really look you direct in the eyes. I'm always looking on the side of your head. My focus isn't there, but I love and I love and I love."
Okay. Sometimes you don't get that love back. Sometimes people avoid you. Sometimes people don't want to talk to you. And sometimes you really feel rejected.
Yes. And sometimes they misuse my retardedness as well.
You must remember, dear, that you are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God doesn't make a mistake. He made you special just like you are. And you need to feel that way towards yourself. What do you think this patient's problem is? Well, pardon? Hereditary? Genetic? Congenital? Very good. Very good. You know, there are people just like that. I have a granddaughter. My first granddaughter was born cerebral palsy. The doctor said she'd never walk, she'd never talk. She'd have to sign. She wouldn't even see well. Well, the Lord has made the doctors liars. She, you know, she went through grade 5 through grade 8. Now she's 18 years of age. She carries a full-time job. She gets back and forth to work by herself. She's learning how to drive a car. And then her self-image, her speech is like you described. It's kind of thick, and you have to listen carefully to hear it. But she doesn't have many friends. She's the happiest gal in the world. You're healed. We set you free. Hey, we got 100% batting average so far, don't we? All right. One more. Okay, let's continue.
Doctor, I've got a serious problem. At night, I can't sleep. With the result that when it gets towards morning, it's only then that I fall slightly asleep and oversleep as a result. With the result that I cannot cook the breakfast for the children to get to school in time, and I cannot cook the breakfast for myself to get to work in time. The worst part of it is that I shout at the kids and I'm really a problem with them. So they go to school with heartaches. And even at work, I'm so short-tempered. And I used to be so reliable at work. They used to rely on me, the boss and my colleagues. But now I'm so short-tempered and I'm so inaccurate in what I'm doing. I hate this feeling. I hate being sleepless. I hate having a bad temper. I hate being impatient with everybody and even with myself. And I even made an accident. I bumped into a stationary car. Now, what's wrong with me? Please help me.
Man, you're in bad shape. You are one sick cookie. Okay. What do you think it might be? Does anybody want to ask a question before you make your diagnosis to clarify it a little bit? What do you think it might be? Hey, one person said, I recognize those symptoms so well. Very good. What might it be? Pardon?
Stress.
Do you get it? Now, I want to find out where that stress is coming from. Is it the wallet in their back pocket? Is it your job employment? Is it you too religious? You're running to church all the time and you're trying to save the world by yourself. What do you think it might be?
I can almost say, Doctor, all of the above. I have to get up at 4 a.m. every morning and prepare breakfast for 3 kids plus myself. Then I have to take the kids to school on foot, and I have to rush to the station where I get the train to work. And at work, there are 4 of us, and they all depend on me to do the productive work because the boss trusts me so much. So I work always overtime up until 5:30 every day. Now, when I get back, I have to help the children with the homework they have to do and sometimes do the ironing, and that's too much for me.
You need to marry a wife or get a servant or teach your wife how to do it. We set you free.
What's the solution, Doctor? What's the solution? What must I do?
I'll tell you what, we'll have to book you in for another appointment.
Oh. My medical aid will help me, I suppose.
Well, you know, obviously we have to change some kind of a circumstance because I don't know what the solution to this is, and so it does need more exploration. Obviously, you can't get rid of your kids. Obviously, you've got to make breakfast for them. Obviously, you got to work. You can't stop working. Obviously, you got to come home. There's home duties, and the problem is that there is an awful lot of stress. You know, every person has a breaking point. There is a breaking point. It doesn't matter how strong the individual is, and they put too much pressure on anybody, and they'll eventually crack. And so what we really need to do is somehow lessen the stress, either by reducing the heavy load or getting somebody to come in and help. Like I said, get yourself a dozen wives. But that's not the solution.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Thank you.
That'll be $100, please.
$100.
All right.
Medical aid will supply.
All right. One more. Come on. Listen. I don't know if we're going to have time to get everybody in here, but so if you want to, I don't think we'll get everybody in here. So. Well, some of you will be relieved from the responsibility. So. Okay. Can you give us your symptoms, patient?
Okay, doctor. I'm restless. Sometimes I'm nauseous. I don't have a lot of energy.
You're not pregnant, are you?
No. I get headaches.
Okay.
Sometimes I just feel like I'm so tired, I don't want to get up. I don't know what more to say to you. That's just how I feel. It's just I'm just very tired. I'm just lifeless.
Weary.
Yeah.
Weary and well doing.
Yeah.
Wanting to give up.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel that too. Yeah.
Okay. Any questions to clarify the issue? What might it be? Do you think? Speak up a little louder, please.
Do you eat regularly? No. I don't have time for eating.
Do you exercise? The question was, do you eat regularly? And the response was no. And now, do you exercise?
No.
Uh-oh.
When did this condition start?
About 2 weeks ago.
What happened 2 weeks ago?
I had something that caused a problem, and I just... There was a lot of stress that built up, and... Something personal that okay. I don't want to discuss.
So that was sort of a traumatic event, you think?
Yeah, it was traumatic, but it isn't the traumatic conditioning.
I mean, you handled the trauma okay.
Yeah, but it affected certain things, and I just...
Did you have an accident?
No.
Hmm.
Are you avoiding people?
No.
Did you pick up a virus?
No.
We can go down one by one here. We'll get it sooner or later.
I'm nauseous. I feel nauseous sometimes. I beg yours? Yeah.
Is it your diet?
Yes, it's
my
diet.
Oh, what are you eating or not eating?
Nothing. I don't eat.
Well, here. Let me take you out for lunch today.
Thank you.
You're healed. All right, excellent. All right, here's a young person here who at his early age has a problem. Okay.
Okay, I don't know why, for some other reason, my eyes would burn at night and it would tear, and at night, I coughed the whole night, and my teeth and my throat sore, and my nose is blocked the whole time. And I don't know why. It's just lately.
Is that a virus infection? No, you haven't been rubbing your eyes after you've been to the bathroom or something like that.
It's been lately since I moved to this new place.
Pardon? I didn't hear that.
No, not nuclear.
Okay. All right, so he's not feeling too well. I wonder what it is. It could be organic. No, it wouldn't be that. Environmental kind of thing? Ah, did the house that you went into have a lot of dogs in it or cats?
I don't know, before me.
No.
I just came in the house with... People moved out just before I came in.
Maybe it's a new carpet in the house and you're reacting to that.
Might be.
I know the dogs and cats carry some 32 different household diseases, you know. Achoo. I tell you what, go back to the place where you came from. but we found out what the cause was. Now, what the effect, how we change the cause will be something. But yeah, that does happen, you know. Our environment, you know. So many of us are poisoning ourselves just by the environment in which we live. And so be healed. You're healed. Okay. All right.
Doctor, I need a psychiatrist.
Okay. I'll try and find you a good one.
I've got a problem.
Okay.
I got all these things in my mind. I can never get rid of images in my mind. I love reading. And I just don't know how to get rid of this.
Where did you buy this book?
No!
Oh, look at this. You see this book? But look, that's just the cover for this book. That is. listen.
I'm doing what God says.
Maybe you're a little too active. This is one of the books that my wife and I wrote on sexuality from a Christian perspective. But that is.
I'm healed.
I need that. Don't screw that up. That's good. That is excellent.
You know what's wrong with me.
Hey, Pastor, I set you free. That was a good one. Anyway, it has been suggested here from one of our students that he sends one of the copy to his congregation, each one of them. Okay, another young man here with a problem.
Okay, doctor, I've been having these terrible depressions, but I don't feel like moving. I'm just felt like sitting there in my house, and you should see my house. It's beautiful. I recently won the lottery.
Yeah,
I did, and I moved into this absolutely stunning house. And I, of course, I just love the news. I like to be up to date, so I put in televisions in every room, so I can watch CNN every day. I can be up to date with everything that happens, every war, everything happening in Kosovo. So, and I've also got these. Putting this wonderful new radio in my car. You can tune in into the international stations. I've got a little satellite dish on my car.
I tell you what, you're really great.
So now I've enjoying this house, but now I don't want to go to work. I'm just sitting at home. I don't want to move. So I don't know, but I was quite active before this. It's not like I still do exercise, but I don't want to get out of the home. I'm just sitting there. I don't feel like moving. I go into depression. So, help me. What can I do?
You move out of your house into mine, and I'll move into your house. That'll take care of it. I think we pretty well know what it is, don't we? What is it? 11? A sedentary lifestyle?
No, I do exercise.
You do? So it's not a sedentary lifestyle?
Excess?
Which was number what?
14.
Okay, number 14, excess, no moderation.
I wouldn't quite say that. I don't take too much of anything.
21. Undisciplined lifestyle.
No, I wouldn't quite call it that.
Mind pollution. That's hey, mind pollution. This guy's filling his cranium with all kinds of rubbish. Bless you, my son. I'm going to clean your mind out. Romans chapter 12, be not conformed to the CNN, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind.
Healed.
You're healed, Claude.
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, my first patient.
I do this. Okay, imagine me looking like this. Okay. There comes times during the day when I feel quite well. In the mornings, usually I have a big headache. Then it goes away, like in the afternoon. When I stand up, I feel really fainty. But I love Jesus. I just love him. And about 6 months ago, I was really, my life was really well. And then, not all of a sudden, but I have these headaches. And I feel fainty all the time. And sometimes I do see spots. When I get up too quickly.
Have you seen a doctor?
No.
Just spots.
No. Yeah. No. I don't really believe in doctors. I just believe in Jesus. I love Jesus. I really love Jesus. And you know what? This prophet came to our church, and I was standing in front so he could prophesy over me because I love prophecies. And and he told me that he sensed that the Lord is telling me that I must fast for 100 days. And now I'm in my 60th day, so... But I don't know why I get these headaches. But I just love Jesus.
Listen, darling, I think we're going to take you to the mortuary pretty soon. If you don't start eating. My religious fervor daughter.
Praise Jesus. But I'm not going to jump all night.
Okay, excellent. Excellent, excellent. Religious fervor, right? Absolutely. Or is it a lack of moderation? I don't know. It's either one or the other. Ah, this is excellent. Now, you were ready? Okay. We have 4 minutes, so I think you'll be the last, okay? Uh-oh.
Sorry, I'm just a little bit embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed, my darling?
I've got all these spots on me.
And on red my hands and yellow and spots. Okay.
And then I can't even wear my husband's wedding ring. It makes it worse. All these spots I'm having.
Itching?
Sometimes, especially when I eat certain things.
Hey, will you excuse me if I step back a little bit from you?
Does it look that bad, Doctor? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Okay. Is there any other symptom you can give us besides that?
No, it's just these spots. It's especially if I eat some stuff, it gets worse.
Do they itch?
Sometimes, but not always.
What kind of things do you like eating? Do you eat any excess of anything?
Fruit, I enjoy. Anything with glucose and stuff in it, sweets.
Any questions to further find out?
Does it get worse when you eat or you take in any colorants or preservatives?
Yeah. Especially if I eat cake with a lot of color stuff in it. You know.
Okay. The question was, what do you what?
Do you wash a lot?
Do you wash a lot? Do you wash a lot?
Of course I do. My mother taught me every morning, every night I must bath.
Well, I think.
Does any medicine?
Sometimes I get medicine and the spots do go away a bit.
Do you think it has something to do with your eating habits?
It makes it worse.
Yeah.
But the other day I wanted to go to the doctor and because I had to get an operation. And they said I couldn't have it because it will make it worse what I have.
Okay.
They cannot make me to sleep.
Here, one of the key in being a good therapist is to disqualify yourself when you can't figure the problem out.
But they say when my uncle van der Rooyen, when he came in the country with Jan van der Riebeek, he started as well.
Oh, is it genetic? Is it hereditary?
There you go.
Yeah! All the way from Van Riebeek, eh? Man, that was a long scratch.
Thank you.
Be healed. Get yourself a new genetic relationship. Yes, we break the genetic code in the name of Jesus. You have now been engrafted into a divine nature. You don't have to be scratching all the time. We set you free. Be healed. How do you feel now?
Healed.
Wonderful.
Healed waiting
bed. Man, are we ever good or what? Okay, we have one more. No, we don't. I'm sorry. Our time is shot. What a wonderful fun time we've had. And I really regret that our time has gone so very, very quickly. You know, crisis-proof living is guaranteed for everybody. All we have to see is what the cause is. Change the cause and the effect will change. Very often Jesus said to the man at the pool of Siloam, do you really want to be healed? Of course I want to be healed. Then he said, pick up thy bed and walk. Or there are some people who don't want to be healed. That was an unusual question to ask.